This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Montana ACLU has filed a lawsuit against four federal agencies in conjunction with the Keystone XL pipeline project. It alleges violations of the Freedom of Information Act. ACLU claims it was stonewalled by the Departments of Justice, Interior, Defense, and Homeland Security after asking about training of local and state law enforcement agencies to counteract protests. Victoria Wicks reports.
Alex Raitt says ACLU also submitted right-to-know requests to local and state law enforcement agencies and, based on those responses, determined that federal coordination and training has been ongoing for some time. He says this federal involvement is likely a reaction to the protests at Standing Rock during the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Raitt says ACLU wants information to pass along so that people planning to exercise their First Amendment right to protest will know what kind of response to expect.
I think that in the wake of Ferguson and in the wake of Standing Rock, there's a great concern among protesters and Indigenous protesters in particular that they're going to see a heavy militarized response by law enforcement, that they're going to see monitoring of their social media accounts.
The legal director says it appears that law enforcement will focus on squelching protests rather than responding to a potential spike in crime when construction workers arrive. Although the pipeline doesn't cross current boundaries of reservations, it comes close to four of them in South Dakota. Raitt says if non-Indian workers commit crimes on reservation land, tribal police won't be able to arrest them. According to TransCanada's timelines filed with courts, clearing of land for man camps and pipe yards has begun, and construction on the pipeline is expected to begin in spring. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The 2013 Violence Against Women Act is due for a reauthorization by Congress so it can be funded to continue services for shelter programs and coalitions nationwide, especially on reservations. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, a recent bill that would have done so only received Democratic votes and is now stalled.
Republicans stepped in at the last minute to keep the act funded by including it in an appropriations bill called the Continuing Resolution, or CR. Caroline Laporte is a policy advisor for the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. She says the CR is not a permanent fix, though, since it will lapse in early December. She says delaying until after the midterm election feels like a political maneuver.
I think violence against women should be a bipartisan issue, right? It definitely shouldn't be something that we draw party lines on.
The 2013 Violence Against Women Act gave tribes more authority to prosecute domestic violence crimes, including those by non-natives. But Laporte says there are several gaps that continue to limit tribal authority. She says the Democratic bill would allow tribal courts to prosecute violence against children, as well as attacks by strangers. And it would be good to see that bill move forward after the election.
There's a lot of momentum right now, just with everything that's going on in the Me Too movement and, you know, and with women sort of mobilizing on these issues. And so I think if people can just sort of continue to do that, you know, that we can have a reauthorization that will have meaningful provisions for Native women.
Laporte says it's critical to reauthorize the act since one in four Native women experiences sexual violence in her lifetime, twice as likely as women in any other ethnic group. For National Native News, I'm Melody Edwards in Laramie.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 6th. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativevote.org for more information. Brought to you by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. PBS wants to hear from you. Are you watching the four-part series Native America on your local PBS station? PBS wants to know how you continue your cultural knowledge and tradition. PBS is collecting stories like yours at pbs.org/native voices.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.